Hello and welcome to the Anchor Book Club podcast. My name is Ola Oluwa Oladokun, your host. And today we will be continuing our review of the book Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin. And we'll be looking at chapter 12, titled How to Turn Your Faith Loose, part 4. So for a couple of days, we've been looking at how to turn your faith loose. So today we'll be continuing in that regard. So, first thing I would like to point out here from my notes is the fact that we must dare to think God's thoughts. We must dare to think God's thoughts, because thinking the God kind of thoughts is how we get the God kind of realities in our lives. The Bible contains God's thoughts, and God's thoughts are different from man's thoughts. He says in Isaiah 55 verse 9 that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So we need to scale up and get our thinking on the God level. We must also declare the word of God precisely for what it is. We must learn to say things that are consistent with the word of God and not speak negatively. You know, sometimes you can say things that the Bible says are true, and in your natural mind, it doesn't sound reasonable. But that is because your mind hasn't been renewed with the Word of God. But the Word of God works. There is no doubt about that. The Word of God works. The more you renew your mind with the Word of God, the more you can see it work for your lives. It works by saying, or it works by praying. So you keep on saying the Word, and you keep on praying the word. In Mark 11, 22 to 24, it says, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, even when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. The Amplified Translation reads, for this reason I am telling you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. If you trust and are confident that whatsoever you ask for is granted, then you are going to say, it's mine, I have it now. That is how to speak in faith. So you declare that you have it right now. The greatest things that will ever happen to you will occur when you move out into this faith realm of believing and saying. But the intellect and the physical senses will fight you every step of the way to keep you from moving into this realm. That's because the physical or natural mind, if it's not renewed by the word, wants to hold you in the natural realm. But you have to deliberately and consciously move your mind to a higher level of thinking, to a higher dimension, a dimension that is consistent with the pattern of the Spirit. So, a few things to learn. Do not confess your fear. Resist it. The more you confess your fear, the more you say, speak about your fear, the more strength you are giving it. Resist it. How do you resist fear? You resist it by the word of God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of might, and of a sound mind. So do not confess your fear. Resist it. Also, do not confess your doubts. Resist it. When you are skeptical, when you are in doubt, often because of the physical realities surrounding you, do not confess those doubts. Do not talk about them. Feed your mind with the word of God and keep on saying what the word of God says regarding your reality. Don't also confess your sickness whenever you fall ill. Confess your healing. Speak what the word of God says over that situation. Speak the healing of God over your life. Say, I receive the strength of God. I receive God's life. It begins to find expression inside of me. Bible says that he himself took our infirmities, and by his stripes we are healed in Isaiah 53 verse 5, and we were healed in 1 Peter 2 verse 24. So the healing work of Jesus Christ is already a done deed. We just have to step into the reality of it and claim what is ours in Christ Jesus. So that's the summary of all I learned today on the podcast. Thank you once again for joining me. I hope that it has been a blessing to you. I would like to encourage you, as always, to spend some time studying the Word of God and spending some personal time praying also in your day. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye now. Thank you.